child, the life my mother lived, telling me of Jesus and the love he had to give. But what I remember most of all is when on Jesus' name she called, I can see her there upon her knees in prayer. And I thank God for praying mothers who spend time on their knees, praying for their children, that their lives the Lord would lead. For when she is touching heaven, something's taking place. All of heaven pays attention to a mother on her face. Now a mother's love can't be compared to what Christ done for me. How he hung on that old rugged cross, it was there he thought of me. For he paid the debt that I might live, and still in my mind I see my mother lifting up my name while praying on her knees. And I thank God for praying mothers who spend time on their knees, praying for their children, that their lives the Lord would lead. For when she is touching heaven, something's taking place. All of heaven pays attention to a mother on her face. So if you think about your mother, you'd better be aware it could be that she has spent time on her knees in prayer.
This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and counting the privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. If you would, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so pray with us. Father, as we bow, we thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio and the many listeners that's joined us today. I ask you, Lord, just to have your will and your way during this time. I pray, Father, you'd move in the midst, Lord, and just do what needs to be done. We're very thankful, very grateful for your love, your mercy, most of all for your darling son, the bloodshed that set on Calvary, Lord. And God, we thank you one more time for salvation, full and free. And Lord, I do ask you once again, bless the listeners, bless this time that we're allowed to be with them on the broadcast. Have your will and way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. I ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria, and all of the mission work that continues on there, as well as the Ukraine. If you would, pray for those folks there as they continue to go in and out of the Ukraine and spread the gospel. We're very thankful for this opportunity that we have, but I do want to ask you to continue continue to pray for our missionaries and all of that work. They need our prayers and financial support, and we're grateful to be able to be a part of this work, and I'm glad for what the Lord has done in it. Now, I want to share just a couple things with you. I was talking to one of our missionaries, Brother Matt Welch, and they're doing some work on the building that they actually print the Bibles in and things like that. They need a little bit of financial support concerning that. And then some folks sent Brother Nathan a church bell over there. They're going to build a tower for this bell and maybe a fountain and different things under it to ring in one of the villages. And that's a great blessing to us because here at Brookside, our former pastor, Fred Potter, that's how he got saved, was someone had rung a church bell, and he said it rung down in his heart, and he got under Holy Ghost conviction, realized his loss going to hell, went to church that morning, got saved by the grace of God. And that got on Brother Nathan. He said, I'd like to put a church bell in a particular village there. And one has been sent over, and we're trying to get the finances taken care of there to be able to put that up. So if you'd like to help in any of these things, we greatly appreciate it. And you can write us. We ask you to write us this week at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church.
In Galatians, the last chapter of Galatians, chapter 6, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
I mean, Paul said, I'm glad I've got nothing to glory in. He just got through talking about, you see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised only, lest they should you should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. I mean, he said, there's a lot of folks out there trying to get you to do this and that and the other, because they don't want to suffer for the cross.
Yes,
buddy, I want to tell you right now, and you preach Jesus done it all. It's all paid for at Calvary, and it's all over. And what he done is all sufficient. It's all that God demands. It's all that God wants. There is some stuff goes on. And I mean, there's some burdens to bear when you preach that. But thank God, I'm glad that Jesus did what he done at Calvary. I'm glad it's all done at Calvary. I'm glad my sins are taken care of at Calvary. I'm glad he paid for my sins, all of them, thank God. Paid for them in full. So I said the other night, bless God, we're not on a credit card that has to be paid at the end. I'm glad he paid in full all of my sins, and I'm glad that he forgave me of my sins. And not only that, I'm glad he prayed for me at Calvary. Man, there's a lot of things went on. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do, and none of us knew anything about what we were doing, but thank God I'm glad that he done what he done. And I'm glad, and I was telling Harley and them that them Jews didn't know what they were praying about one day when they said, let his blood be on us and our children. I said, there ain't nothing greater to get on you than that. I mean, Lord God, if that get on our children, wouldn't that be great? If this world could have the blood of Jesus on them tonight instead of the blood of somebody they've murdered or somebody that they've helped to kill or some little innocent baby, thank God, I'm glad that God let the blood of his son be upon them, and I'm glad that whosoever will can come, and God will take care of your sin by his precious blood. I glory, Paul said, God forbid that I should glory. Saving the cross.
Amen.
I mean, he said, I don't want to glory in my flesh. Boy, I don't either.
Amen.
But there ain't nothing about mine that's worth glorying in.
Amen.
I mean, I don't want to brag on how good I am, because God knows I ain't no good. Devil knows I ain't no good. And most of the neighbors probably know that. And I'm sure my wife and youngins know that. But all I want to tell you right now, God knows that I am good, and because he made me that way.
Amen.
I mean, not in my side or not in the side of the world, but I'm glad that because of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I read that the other day, and I read it a while ago to Harley down there. We're of his body.
Amen.
I mean, he's not looking at mine. He's looking at his.
Amen.
He's looking at his flesh.
Amen.
He's looking at his bones. I'm glad he's not looking at mine. I'm glad he's not looking at yours. Ain't you glad?
Amen.
Boy, somebody said, boy, I tell you right now, we got to get right of God. Well, I'm as right as I can get.
Amen.
I mean, I'm bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. I'm in his body. I'm in a sinless body. I'm in a body that knew no sin. I'm in a body that was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. But I'm in a crucified body, and I'm in a resurrected body. I'm already in it. Don't look at me and think, well, bless God, I didn't know that. Well, you know it now. I told you. Somebody come to me, people run up to me all the time. Said, well, you need to crucify your old flesh. Well, I mean, listen, honey, I don't know nothing about how to do that. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. I mean, when he got crucified, I got crucified. I'm in that crucified body. Got put in there by the Holy Ghost. Never had a thing to do with it. I mean, the Holy Ghost done the work. He come out to me. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so I could get in, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm glad that God loved the world. I'm glad that God loved people good enough to send his Son to die for them. He didn't die for a little crowd out here that if they'd live right, he died for sinners. Thank God he died for the ungodly. I mean, he didn't die for good people. Well, they ain't no good. He didn't die for the righteous because there wasn't any. So he died being one made righteous. I mean, he made everybody that's ever trusted him righteous.
Amen.
And all them folks that he's died for, and he died for the whole world, but whosoever will.
Amen.
Now, somebody told me that ain't in the Bible. I said, I don't care what you think it is in there.
Yes, sir.
I mean, God never just died for Israel. He didn't die just for a nation. He died for all of them that have come to him.
Amen.
As many as receives him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name.
Amen.
I mean, he ain't somebody just wanting you to go to hell, and he ain't wanting you to get hurt after you get saved. I was telling them today, Lord God, isn't God good?
Amen.
Said, no man ever hated his flesh. And I preached this about 3 weeks, but I'm going to keep on preaching it until some of these dudes wake up and find out God ain't the one beating on you.
Amen.
We've got our people scared to death. They're all over this country in bondage thinking, oh, I've got to live right or God will kill me. Great God, you ain't never lived right and you're still living.
Amen.
I hear these dudes on the radio say, bless God, when you come up to the pearly gates, you better have all your sins taken care of. Honey, I got mine took care of 58 years ago. When I come to Jesus, he saved me completely.
Amen.
The Bible said I'm complete in him.
Amen.
And it's all because of Calvary.
Amen.
Ain't because I done right or done good, or granny prayed, or grandma cried. Thank God it's because Jesus died.
Amen.
We give a lot of glory to a lot of things, but Paul said, I don't glory. God forbid that I glory save in the cross.
Amen.
I'm not glorying in my good works. Not glowing how long I've been saved or glowing in how long I've been preaching. And I'm not glowing in what all I preach and I'm not glowing in what all I've done. I'm not glowing in any of that. I just thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the old rugged cross. Thank God that he did send his son. Somebody said, I've heard people say, boy, that grace stopped at Calvary. No, grace ain't never stopped. Grace started way back in Noah's day. Noah found grace. Now the Lord that's been in business ever since. Of course, it started before that. But I'm sure that God, I mean, old Noah found grace. Now the Lord has been grace all the way through. It'll be grace all the way through. It'll be grace when you get out of here. God never stopped nothing at Calvary. He just started a whole lot of things at Calvary that couldn't have been. I mean, all of those Old Testament saints, their sins were covered, but mine's gone. So was theirs. He covered them up to Calvary. Bless God, the cover's jerked off at Calvary.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Curtain is rent.
Yes,
and everybody could get in.
Amen.
Boy, what if them high priests could get in? Ain't that good? Ain't you glad that the preacher ain't the only fella can get in? Or some preacher, pope, or some dude over yonder is the only fella can get in? I'm glad that the least and the greatest can get in. I'm glad that an old boy like Daniel back there can just go right on in, buddy. I mean, just walk right into the throne room of God and talk to a God that cares and loves and loves him better than anybody ever loved him.
Amen.
I never will quit. God won't quit loving you. There's a singing, God had me on his mind. I'm glad he still got me on his mind. And I'm glad I'm glad I can have his mind. I mean, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Somebody said, oh, you ain't going to put yourself up there. I ain't. He did. I'm not putting myself up equal with God. He put me up there. I'm seated on the right hand of God.
Amen.
On the same level of God. Say, I don't believe that. I don't care. I like it.
Amen.
I didn't do it. He done it.
Amen.
You say, how come him to do it? Because he loved me.
Amen.
There wouldn't be no other reason for him to do it. Man, he knew from the... He knew long before I got here what I was going to be when I got here, how I was going to do when I got here, and what I'd do when I got through here, and what I'll do when I get yonder. I have no idea what I might do, but he knows. I mean, that's the way God does when he calls a preacher. You know, they say, boy, if God had known that, he wouldn't have called him. Well, God knows everything. I was talking to Harley and them about confessing your sins. I don't care if you do now. Don't get upset. But I wouldn't try to tell God something he didn't know. I mean, God knows about your sins. He knows how bad you are. You don't have to come tell God how bad you are. If he don't know that, son, he's hurting. If you know more than God knows, you're smarter than God. But I want to tell you right now, you don't even know you have no idea. You ain't even got a clue how much God knows. He's all wise. Knows everything you'll ever do. Still loves you. That's God. You see, that ain't the kind of love that we've got. We love them if they do right. But God loves us when we do wrong. God loves us with an everlasting love. God loves us with a love that can't stop. He don't love on conditions. Thank God he loves because he's God. Somebody said, God ain't love. Well, he may not be to them, but he is to me.
Amen,
he sure do love.
Yes,
I like the way he loves us.
Yes,
hey, listen. No wonder Paul said, God forbid that I glory. Save. He said, I don't glory in nothing but the cross.
Amen.
I'm not glorying because I'm a Jew. And I'm not going to glory because I got the opportunity to preach to the Gentiles. Only thing I want to glory in is the cross. Because if it hadn't been for the cross, there'd have been no use of preaching. Because bulls and goats and heifers and all them other things couldn't take away sin. Ain't that pitiful? That crowd down yonder in Mississippi here a while back, I heard, read it somewhere in a paper that they're raising red heifers to send to Jerusalem. I mean, them red heifers never done Jerusalem no good when they had red heifers. Then I read where they found the ashes of a red heifer been burned 4,000 years ago. What good is that? Bless God, it takes the blood. It takes the cross. Heifers and goats and bulls and calves and whatever else you want to offer on the altar. Ain't going to help one bit. It takes the blood of Jesus. You're getting in by the blood. And thank God for the cross. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. The only thing that's going to avail anything is a new creature. Now, I know the Bible said if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And we're just talking about that today. And if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. But if you're in Christ, you're neither male nor female. They got a new Bible out now trying to say that God ought to be... We ought to say people instead of sons of God or men of God or whatever. Just say people. And the Southern Baptist has protested that. Thank God for that. But they still go along, I guess, with the NIV. Somebody said that's not inspired version. I believe it. King James don't want right. But listen, God expects a man. He called Adam about his sin business. He said, Adam, where art thou? His wife had done the sinning, but he didn't call on his wife, called on Adam. You boys that's not got a wife, thank God they're happy. They don't have to give an account of all that stuff. But he said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, we're hid. You see, if Adam had to give an account of Eve's sin, he's the head of the woman. The Bible says that the man is the head of the woman. And Christ is the head of the man. That's what he said. So if I have to give an account of my wife's sin, I'll have to get Jesus to take care of him. And he is the head, and he's responsible because God's going to call on him for my sin. God's going to call on him. If he called on the first Adam, he'll call on the last Adam. Amen. And thank God, I'm glad that I've got somebody that God is going to say, listen, you got to do something about that bride of yours. He said, I have. The cross has covered it. The cross has taken it away. The cross has paid the bill. The cross has paid the penalty. And it's all gone. Father, they're clean. Though their sin be as scarlet, they're white. White sins. No spot in it. No wrinkle. Oh, folks said, well, God's going to iron the wrinkles out one of these days. He done ironed them, honey. The washing and the ironing's done, took care of, and they're already folded and waiting. Don't you worry about it. This sin question, honey, oh, Paul said, thank God for Calvary. He said, I don't want to boast. I don't want to glory in anything but the cross. That's all I want to glory in. Because he said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me. That's what crucifies the world to you. When you get saved by the grace of God, washed in the blood, buddy, I mean the world's crucified. It's out. It's dead to you. I mean, you don't love it no more. Now, you're in it, but you don't love it. I've been saved 58 years. But I've never loved a day of this world since I got saved. I've never enjoyed the things of this world since I got saved. Never. There ain't no pleasure. The only time I enjoy anything is when somebody's a singing praises to God, or somebody's a preaching, or somebody's a shouting, or I hear somebody praying, or I'm going along the highway of praying myself. And God moves in. Amen. Boy, a while ago I was sitting here. I didn't aim to tell this. But I felt somebody sit down beside of me. And that is before anybody come in here while they was singing. And I looked over to see who it was. Ain't God good? Amen. He's been around here tonight.
Amen.
He has. Well, I looked over here and I thought, my God, I failed him. Sit down.
Amen.
I appreciate him. God forbid that I should glory.
Amen.
Saving the cross. I'm glad for what the cross has done for me. Done everything I needed done. Everything God wanted done. The cross has done it. I mean, hey. And I don't have to go back and get crucified over. I'm in a crucified body, glorified body, sanctified body. I'm in it because he put me in it. I didn't have a thing to do with it. Come got me that day and baptized me into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. Ain't you glad? Sing me one more, we'll go.
drunk on the street, the rich in the palaces, the poor and unlearned, and the men of degree. They all have a soul in need of salvation, and they all have to come by Calvary. I am so glad God saves old sinners. In redeeming old sinners is that he would save an old sinner like me.
Amen. Well, I'm glad I'm saved. Amen.
Was I so bad that I needed forgiveness? Was I so wrong I had to be redeemed? Well, I wasn't a thief, yet I lived in sin's prison, so I was as lost as a sinner could be. I am so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets him free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that he would save an old sinner like me.
That he would save
an old sinner.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.